Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Police investigating fatal snowmobile crash on Whitewater Lake. A 41-year-old Greater Sudbury man has died following a snowmobile crash on Whitewater Lake on March 9. Greater Sudbury police said this morning that they received a call for service just before 1:30 p.m. regarding a crash involving a single snowmobile near the end of Firefoot P in Azilda. The snowmobile was being driven eastbound when it struck a snowdrift and the driver was ejected from the vehicle, sustaining serious injuries, police said in a news release. Members of the GSPS Rural Community Response and Traffic Management units were dispatched alongside Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services. Paramedics began life-saving measures on the 41-year-old man, police said. However, he was unfortunately pronounced deceased at the hospital. Read the full story here. Orkin ranks Sudbury number 2 on the list of bed-buggiest cities in Canada. Greater Sudbury has been ranked number 2 on the top 10 bed-buggiest cities in the country, according to Orkin Canada. The rankings show that the overall number of bed-bug sightings nationwide remained similar to the year prior, and remains below pre-pandemic levels. The city of Toronto claimed the number 1 spot for the third year in a row. Vancouver went up to number 3, from 4, St. John's rose to number 4, from 6, and Winnipeg dropped substantially, falling to number 9, from 5. The findings by Orkin Canada are based on the number of commercial and residential bed bug treatments carried out by the company in 2021, January 1 to December 31. Adam Ranger, an environmental support officer with Public Health Sudbury and Districts, said the health unit does respond to bed bug calls, but it's only when residents or landlords call to file a complaint that steps aren't being taken to treat an infestation. Typically, we would encourage tenants to contact their landlord and advise them of the situation and request services from a pest contractor, said Ranger. If that doesn't work out, that's typically when people would call us. We have to get involved to encourage or make sure that the landlord follows up and gets treatment. Read the full story here. Let's do the time warp again. SPG staging Rocky Horror Show in the mood to shake off those pandemic cobwebs and get out and enjoy yourself? Sudbury Performance Group offers just the thing, with the zany, sexy musical, Rocky Horror Show, which runs March 10 to 19. Many people would be familiar with the 1975 cult film, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. This film was actually based on the hit 1973 musical. The musical's original run and the film both starred Tim Curry as Dr. Frank N. Furter, or the sweet transvestite. In this cult classic, sweethearts Brad and Janet, stuck with a flat tire during a storm, discover the eerie mansion of Dr. Frank N. Furter. As their innocence is lost, Brad and Janet meet a houseful of wild characters, including a rocking biker and a creepy butler. Through elaborate dances and rock songs, Frank N. Furter unveils his latest creation, a muscular man named Rocky. The production runs March 10 to 19 at Thornlow University's Theatre. Manisto reminds people that mask mandates remain in place during the show's run, as per provincial COVID regulations. Purchase tickets through Eventbrite. Read the full story here. Police shut down cannabis dispensary on LaSalle Boulevard. A cannabis dispensary has been shut down on LaSalle Boulevard for operating illegally, according to Greater Sudbury Police Service. In a media release issued today, police said they'd received numerous complaints from community members in relation to the dispensary. The Drug Enforcement Unit began an investigation and conducted a search warrant under the Cannabis Act at the business on Wednesday. As a result of this action, detectives arrested 2 people and seized various cannabis products with an estimated value of $225,000. They also collected evidence which they say support the illegal operation of the business. A 42-year-old man and a 38-year-old man have been charged with possession of cannabis for the purpose of selling contrary to the Cannabis Act. Police are not releasing their names at this time because the information has not been sworn through the court process. Both suspects were released on an undertaking, with a first court appearance date set for May 5. Public Health Sudbury and Districts ready to resume routine vaccination services after a pause of roughly 2 years because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said it is resuming the regular publicly funded vaccination program for young people. PHSD said this will be done in a phased approach as there is an estimate that roughly 20,000 Sudbury area children and youth are overdue for routine childhood vaccinations. PHSD said ensuring young people are up to date with their vaccinations is essential in preventing the resurgence of communicable diseases in our communities, such as pertussis, measles, for which vaccination is safe and effective. Public Health is now ramping up to provide this important service as part of public health's recovery efforts, said a news release from PHSD. The health unit said Phase 1 begins immediately, week of March 7, prioritizing overdue children and adults. Read the full story here. Staff vaccination policy remains in place at the City of Greater Sudbury while vaccine mandates are dropped across the province. The City of Greater Sudbury is holding on to theirs, at least when it comes to municipal staff. The policy that we've established since last September for employees to be fully vaccinated, that is two doses, remains in effect and isn't anticipated to change, City Sawed Archer told local media in a virtual media conference following Tuesday night's City Council meeting. By now we've been through the process of engaging with those staff who still needed to complete the vaccination process. In emailed correspondence with Sudbury.com, a city spokesperson further clarified that the Occupational Health and Safety Act obliges the city to take every precaution reasonable in the circumstances for the protection of a worker. On this front, they note that vaccinations are one of the best ways to reduce the impacts of COVID-19 on individuals, communities and the healthcare system, and that the vaccine mandate is a reasonable rule related to employees, prospective employees and contractors doing work in city facilities. The city's vaccine mandate for staff took effect on November 15 following a two-month warning period, at which time 139 employees were put on leave as a result of remaining unvaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Another nice, mostly sunny day in store. Well, spring might be around the corner, but that doesn't mean there is no snow in the forecast. Expect a high of -4 today under mostly sunny skies, but with increasing cloudiness as the day goes on. The wind will be out of the south at 20 km per hour, bringing a wind chill of -24 in the morning and -10 in the afternoon. Tonight, the skies will be partly cloudy. There is a 40% chance of flurries, heavy at times, that could begin in the evening and end overnight, bringing up to 4 centimeters of snow. The wind will stay steady from the south before swinging to the west and gusting to 40 near midnight. The overnight low is -14 with a -19 wind chill.